We have a lot to deal with both inside the Lumdus and inside the Halacha. This sugya is a game changer on many, many different levels. Yesterday, we left off with the Lashon and the Mechaber, that we had a major question in Halacha, that the G'dolei Achroinim didn't know how to grapple with the Lashon and the Mechaber of Halacha Kedivrei Kulam, because that's a very problematic statement. Because, where's that big talker that said he was coming to shiur today?
I trust him.
Okay, fine. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. Your buddy. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. Maybe you want to do a shiur Yashim. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. Halach Kedivrei Kulam. So Zok the Achroinim, what does that mean? How do you have a suffix in your hands. You have to be mach with a suffix. What happened, Frechim Kinehagin? What happened to Yerushalayim? Anyone have a Yerushalayim anymore? Why did the Mechaber just chuck it when it gave the positive of Kisnin? No Yerushalayim, right? That's what Reb Kinehagin said. Where's your Yerushalayim? What? Right. Everyone struggles. Everyone gets to their positive of Kisnin moments in life. Oh. So then this is Rabbi Isai. We quoted two basic mahalchim. Erech Hanami, there are those that disagree with the Mechaber, and there are those that struggle with the Mechaber, and there are those that now took that kasha and said that what we said yesterday was that redefines what Passover Kisnin is. And again, like Jonah pointed out to me in Seder, it's not the mashmos when you go through the sugya. That's not the impression that you get from the Rishonim, but the Maamar Mordechai thought that the Rishonim perhaps, not like the Beis Yosef, but rather were just building on a common denominator of a snack food versus a non-snack food. And you didn't necessarily have to focus and emphasize the categories. And the mail of that will resolve a lot of problems, and it will have tremendous implications on what types of things are included in this Pasuk of Bekistin, this Chiluk of Pasuk of Bekistin, Hamoitzi, and Kriyasu. Fine, that's what we said yesterday. What were those three categories we introduced? That one of them was a cracker, one of them was a kiss, and then the Rambam Shita, and some other Rishonim, is that what? That it's
a mixture.
A sweetened up dough-like product that's kneaded and baked. So it has all the properties of bread. It should have been a bread. It's even a blila ava and an afia for those who remember all the sugyas from Lechem and Aasi Lakutach, right? Where you're missing one of those elements when it's boiled or fried or... This is totally bread-like. Yet the only difference is that it's injected and it's sweetened up by all these other flavors. And that seems to be the way Rashi presents things on Memma. Now, Rabbi Isai, Halacha L'maisa, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe went and parted ways in terms of the defining factor in Shitas HaRambam. And this is where you have, within those ABC categories, you would have like a Roman numeral, probably the opposite. You would have the Roman numerals of 1, 2, 3 in Roman numerals, and then you would have lowercase a, b, right? When it came to category 2 of what does that mean? How ma'uruv? What is mafkia? Comes along the Darkei Moshe, comes along the Psak and Mishnah Brura, that what? Ad kedei kach, that it's not rov. So Rabbi Yisai, halacha l'maisa.
Sweetness is
it? Yes. Sweetness and lav. Ben, I don't want you to get hooked on sweetness. It's not only nogea for sweetness.
What do you mean? What is rov? What do you
mean? Another non-flour water entity. Whether it's eggs, whether it's sugar, whether it's cinnamon, whether it's other tavlinim.
What do you mean? If there's a little egg in this, then it's not lechem?
Correct. And this, Rabbi Yisai, will cause every Sephardi that comes to my house. Anyone know Max Steinberg, Torah Shraga Boy?
Yeah.
Great point.
I know.
You do?
So Max Steinberg used to be one of the Amudim in the Shir. And, yeah.
The other, that added item has to be rolled for it?
No. I'll explain about that. Max Steinberg was a Svardi, but he came to the Shabbaton. Everyone with me here? Okay, got it.
Really, I bring white bread now, every Shabbaton.
So what?
I bring white bread every Shabbaton.
Oh. So Max Steinberg had a whole Tumah he forgot. He wasn't Daniel Shmaev. Shmaev knows who he's dealing with.
The first year I didn't bring.
Shmaev knows my wife's challah that, you know, is geschmack, right? So what? So Shmaev brought, but Max Steinberg didn't bring. So we had a shaila. Max Steinberg didn't bring. And what?
He's Sardi.
So now he's Sardi. And the Mechaber holds what? As long as it's what?
Nicker.
So then it's outside of bread. So now you have a fundamental shaila over here, which is a place can deal with.
Can you be Yotze, your Chiyuv, pass on Shabbos of Lechem Mishnah and Chiyuv pass with pass above Kisna? Oh, good. That's what I wanted you to say. So let's talk now, right? I just want to have. I want to have. Let's go back to how much pas do we have on Shabbos? We spoke about this, Chaver. No.
What about if it's
11
for somebody?
Pas. We spoke about this. Kizayis or kibetsa, right? So I'm not having kviya suda, let's say. So then this svardi is going to be in trouble. There might be a tzad that you're not going to be kviya suda. So then what? Not necessarily. You didn't learn enough. I know what you're saying.
Me?
No, him. Don't. It's not so push it. It's not so push it. Did you go through the Makaris on Kriya Suda?
I don't know.
I know exactly what you're saying. You're saying you're being Kobeya Suda. No, you're not. Me. Okay? So, I'm just saying we need to learn more in order for you to ask that question. So hold on. Okay? So now, is he up the creek? Potentially. Again, this also might be an afkamina chevra of, you know, a shaila that some place can discuss. Let's say you're machmir to have after, like I make early Shabbos now. So I tell everyone to have a kazayis of challah after tseis. Let's say you have dessert after tseis. It's possible to kiss them. But I'm not going to be a suda on it. Can that count? Can it not count? I saw once from Liashiv in his Chuvas say that you're allowed to. But this would be a similar shiloh, and a little lesser of a shiloh. You know, if a person didn't repeat it and he wanted to be machmir, those poskim to have the challah afterwards. But let's say, we're talking about a guy in the Shabbaton, and he wants pas. So I thought, exactly like Oren, that when we didn't have any challah and all we had was either the Zaydi's challah, which is what my wife gets for the Shabbaton usually, because she doesn't make the amount of challah that you guys devour.
Yeah.
And she usually buys the Zaydi's challah, or she would have her challah. So for a Sephardi, that wouldn't work. He would usually bring pita or something like that. And actually, in our shul, by Shal Shutz, we have two bowls, and like we have to make an announcement. Were you guys there for Shabbos when I made this announcement? That please do not take the water challah, because that is specifically for the Sephardim in my shul.
Yeah, the
because they want to all be machmer on this.
The Rebbe, one of the Sephardis in Rebbe's shul came up to me. He's like, "You look like a dark man. Do you want?" He's like, "I got you this roll of power right here."
Right. So basically, what Shmaev is saying is my shul is all a bunch of racists. It's good aura. Paka, it's a good shiloh. Okay. So Lamaisa, I think Oren might be right. I always had the suffix, and I think it might be that. But when you're Koveya Suda, I'm telling you what he's saying. When you're Koveya Suda, L'chaira, Oren saying, that turns into pass. So if a guy would sit at my Shabbaton, Morty, and say, "It's okay, Rebbe, you don't have challah for me? No problem. I'm going to pound your wife's challah and have a shir Kriya Suda." And I'm like, "Whoa, we need the challah. You know, I'm not sure that's going to work out. You know, like, we got a certain amount. The challah is, like, it's a little awkward. But, like, he kind of needs it now." And so, like, okay, we might not have a muff challah for tomorrow, but, like, at least he did. Now, what does that mean in terms of an ounce? Stay tuned.
Is that what's
because
going on?
You might slow down and say, hey, that's not so feasible once you learn the amount. Yeah.
Is that what's going on here? Or what you're saying is that Tas HaBal is retroactively...
Oh! So now Moshe Mordechai says, whoa, Rebbe, is that really true? If I'm in the middle of a Suda, basically, is this what you're saying, Moshe Mordechai? If I'm in the middle, this is what you're saying. If I'm in the middle of a Suda, trust me, this is what you're saying. If I'm in the middle of a Suda, and I just decide, you know what? Let's go weiter. Let's have a Shir Kriya Suda. Let's just pound it. So now, what's the story, Chevra? What does pound it means?
No, I'm saying, what is it? The Passover?
Pretzels.
You didn't have
the bag, now you have the bag.
Yes.
And he didn't wash on anything.
You're not going to have new hamotz.
1 second.
You're not going to have enough.
Let's say I'm pounding it. I'm going to have a kviya suda worth amount after I now continue and I change my mind.
So then you would wash.
Push it. To me, it's push it. You now say, in the middle of your suda, by the way.
I saw that.
Question. Do you have to make an alam nechya? Yesterday, sugya. 2 days ago, sugya. Do you have to make an alam nechya on the old thing? Is that like what? Things that are, I don't think.
But if you made an alam nechya, I think
that's like, yeah. If the Magen Avraham said, like, I'm a yayin, that's like opening up, you're eating the same food. I don't think you have to make an alam
nechya. If you made an alam
nechya. No. I'm talking about a situation where I'm having a shir kriya suda as if right now, if I was sitting down saying, hinini mukhra mezuman, to just, you know, like, I come back, I had a shver date, and I'm just like, I am going to eat. And I'm just going to stuff it down. And like, you have unbelievable amounts of Entenmann cookies. Okay? Right? Come on, Chevra. We all have been there, right? I think the story goes with Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig once said, like, he came home on Shabbos, there was no food in the house, and there was one of those big, like, Cinders pretzel bags, like the fat pretzels.
Snyder's.
I couldn't remember the company. Snyder's. And he's like, you know, they're very hard. Like, that can crack your wisdom tooth.
Yeah.
So, He's just like, I'm starving. And he just washed and made an amotzi. And he pounded pretzels because he knows the possible gift. Right?
That's not a shot.
1 second. Why not?
Because I'm talking Friday night. For this Svardi, is there a mitzvah on Friday night to have a lechem, or is there a mitzvah on Friday night to be kuvei asuda? Okay, so you're trying to tell me that this pas habal turns into lechem, or
yes. Stop.
It just has
yes.
A
yes. I set him up. I mean, he's in my trap. You know where I'm going right now? Mugna Ram Rabbi Kivya Eger. Right now.
Or just as a
1 second, Moshe Mordechai. Oh my gosh, I trapped you. Listen to this. Givaldic, great child, Moshe Mordechai. Comes along the Mordechai Ram, and he goes with Moshe Mordechai's wisdom, and he says, I don't get this whole thing. Rabbi Ramba, what are you of the opinion of, forget the basis, forget the Ramah, forget, let's stop being racist, forget the Sfarad of Ashkenazim, let's just go the Rambam, whatever definition you have, sweet, nicker, everyone understands the Machlekes, everyone understands how crazy this is, like in terms of a difference of and a mechitza that we have between Sfarad and Ashkenazim right now. This is really big. Come on, what? The Darkei Moshe holds that it has to be rove of the other item.
In order for it to be possible.
In order for it to be possible. Otherwise, sweet challah. So that's why most posts can hold. What? I don't want to say
water.
Sweetener of no. Meaning that if you have flour and water, and then you have rove is sugar.
It's only a mixture of the mine.
More sugar than the water, and more sugar than the flour.
It has to be the highest.
You're asking me it's 40%, 30%,
30%.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that.
Can the last category be a
Because that would be
in the last category.
That's the takeover. What?
What was the last category?
Yes, yes, of other items. Yes, that's not one item. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Everyone with me, Chaimra? Everyone with me?
The Beis Yosef says something the same as Arkham Rush or different?
Absolutely different. The Beis Yosef holds as long as it's nicker. I taste something there. It's gone. That's not pots. That's why these Sfarim are so annoying on the Shabbatons. They have to eat disgusting challah. Water challah. Who likes water challah other than my wife?
Me.
Really? You love it more than regular challah?
It's a time-ish.
Wait, eggs is not... Eggs
it gets crunchy on the bottom?
It's not regular.
It's
always bread.
A regular... Hebra. A regular Zadie's challah. You know, you remember the challah my wife said at my Shabbaton? My wife says, right? Yeah, you sometimes she lets me come over. If I behave. You remember that challah? That challah's not cake. That challah's not sweet. But that challah has eggs. That's out for Sardin. That's out for that. We have to make a separate order in the shul of Zadie's challah water. I feel like it's a waste of money. It's like why are we paying for that? But it's because of this Beis Yosef. Like every time I see that, I'm just like, oh,
it's only water and flour. That's it.
And by the way, just for everyone to understand. Otherwise, I'd rather I was a Sephardi. When it comes to this halacha, I have a problem. In terms of their tradition, Mesorah, their covenant, their Rabbanim, all those things. I'm like, I like a lot like the Sephardim. Also, there's no gray. Modernity, not like you're just either off or on. I like that. You care or do you not care? Like that's it. Just straight up. Like
wait, Rebbe, it sounds like it should be a hostage.
I like that. What?
Just be a hostage.
What? Yeah. Right, okay, that's true. Right. Yeah. So then you can make brachas on anything. But chaver off. So that's the Beis Yosef and that's the Rama. That's mamish. It's not a mach. Only the machab close the Beis Yosef in the Dark Commission. That's in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says. And Shulchan Aruch says we're makel even on the sweet. His practice is we're makel even on the sweet challahs. That you know, I remember Solovsky once told me that he was a little bit macher for this. That like, if it's mamish associated to be like cake. So then he's like nervous to use that for challah, even according to the Ramah, right? And there's a group. So he said once that there was a maisa that he was like his wife picked challahs and he was at, you know, I don't remember, it was the beginning of his marriage and he made a maitzi and then someone took a bite out of the challah and they're like and complimented the wife. They're like, wow, it tastes like cake. And he's sitting there like, oh no. That's not what we want. You know, we want challah still, even according to the Ramah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that, like Lamaisa, our challah is still challah. You know, it's not like a babka, and we could all differentiate between a babka and a cake. So therefore, you know, that's why we're makel by all these sugared up challahs. And Lamaisa, we all want, like, you know, the sweetener of the challah, it's Gishmak, yeah.
Should we be more macro to not like make a chocolate cinnamon challah?
So that's really, that's exactly what Shlomo was saying, like, go easy on that.
So
Shlomo Zalman writes that, like, again, I think there's a rule, even according to Shlomo Zalman, like, if she's mom is making this duobaka and you're bringing this to the table, and she's like, what? Like, I can't, I need a lechem. But like we're more loose when it comes to lechem, even if it has sweetener, but it has to be that the ikkar is challah.
So what is fucking Abram saying?
Oh, I'm getting it. They didn't allow me.
Is it only in the Rambam's thing of like a babka or also by a cracker or a babka?
No. Just the Rambam's babka. Just the Rambam's taru. And again, I don't want you guys to get hooked on babka. It's not just babka. It's egg chal also. Which leads the Magen Avraham to say, Isaac, give me a second. Which leads the Magen Avraham to ask Akash, which is what we left off with yesterday. Frek the Magen Avraham, it's Pesach. And we know that the Rambam Shita is that you can be very, very expansive in terms of what you're able to use when it comes to matzah. Because whereas many other Rishonim, when you learn Pesachim, hold that matzah is invalid if you mix other juices and other eggs and all these other entities, the Rambam does not agree with that. And that's why I said yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, halacha l'maisa, this comes up to be choshesh for Shita Rambam for some people. when they have matzah on Erev Pesach, or Shechter is machmir, his matzahs are purple. Ask him. His matzahs are purple. He gets wine matzahs. He gets grape matzahs. To be choshish for this Shitas HaRambam, because that's mamash where I'm getting it. So freck the Magen Avraham. I don't get you, Rambam. Like, your halachas don't add up. On the one hand, you're telling me that when it comes to matzah, this is lechem. This is what you're yod to the mitzvah of matzah, which means it's lechem. Even if it has fruit juices, even if it has all these other ingredients, that's still considered lechem. Yet you are the opinion that holds what? When you're defining pasim of a kistin, which is not lechem, and you make a mezainis, that's the definition. How do you get this, Chevra? I didn't plan it. How do you have your cake and eat it too? Boom! That was epic. You go on the. No, I really wasn't planning that. Should I just end sheer now? Chevra. Exactly. Now, how do you have your cake and eat it too, Fred the Morgan Avram? How do you have your cake and eat it too? Everyone hear the kasha? Isaac, you hear the kasha? Moshe Mordechai, you hear the kasha? Sorry, he ends up the Magen Avraham.
What exactly is the Rambam halacha about matzah? Even if it's fruit juice matzah, it's good?
Yeah. Zok to Rabbi Kiva, yeah, Morty. Frak the Magen Avraham, how could it be that the Rambam is shita when it comes to Ilchus matzah? Is that what? You're yod to the matzah, even though it's not just regular flour and water and has fruit juices. Like, yeah, or may beitzim, all those things are considered matzah according to Rambam and have a definition of lechem, because matzah's got to be lechem. And yet, by you define pasav of a kitchen to be, but go for that. That's your definition. It's like the Rambam was mamish shayser himself. From Aristotle, you took pop tzachim.
It's only a shiloh, like, yeah.
Okay.
Who said the
Rambam? But then the Rambam should make that gul.
No one makes that gul. We, the Achronim, make that gul.
No, I'm saying the Rambam should limit that and say, in Hilchos Matzah, pop and go this. Yeah.
Maybe for Rambam
Hamosi
is like a
din and
feel. Like once.
Oh. Comes along the Ha'aris of the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Magen Avraham. And Zok to Rabbi Kiva Eger. We didn't bring it, right? Zok to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says, what's the problem? This is the problem. Loi kashamidi. I don't think the Magen Avraham's problem is such a problem. The dafke mad the loy av lechem klal in yin amoytzi ke goin oires loy av lechem lin yin mas. Aval pas habo bekismin. The bekova alo mevorach amoytzi. Moshe Mordechai, I hope you're listening. Have a lechem gomor. The yoytzi yedei masa to the east of the brachas lamilches. Achay kachar yisi de zenichla b'divrei evan ha'ozer divra maschol hash. Zokta bo Rabbi Kiva Eger. Hold on. Magen Avraham, I don't understand the premise of your kash. Who said that now this is going to cause a matzah problem? Who says that the definition of pasav of a kisnin is not lechem? Me, Moshe Mordechai, I'm one up in you. You're telling me, wait, Rabbi, you're crazy. You're lemafreya changing this to pas from what it was? So Kiva Eger is saying, no, Moshe Mordechai, I'm going to tell you one up from that. It was always pas. It never wasn't pas. And if you want to talk criteria and items for the mitzvah of matzah, this fits the bill. So why not even have mazonos? So what happens to mazonos? Why just have mazonos on this Febra? Rabbi Akiva Eiger is now elucidating things, but he's now causing problems. Because now I b'chlal don't even understand the Gemara. If it's pas, so what happens to the bracha on pas? I'm not
sure.
So
why do we make mazonos in the regular case?
If it's really true that it's pas, so then, now, this is not only true within Shita Sarah and Moshe Mordechai, that's what you just were asking. This yesoid of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a yesoid, whatever your definition of Passover Kistin is, happens to be, he technically had introduced this yesoid to us to get out of this bomb kash in the Avraham and the steer in Ramas. But the fundamental yesoid that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was teaching in his shir with his Talmidim was, I want you to understand, Passover Kistin is pass. But what? For some reason, you're making a burden in the zones. Oh, I thought the watch. So, Rabbi, this idea really gets us back to a lashon of the Beis Yosef. I'm not done. Zok the Beis Yosef. Zok the Beis Yosef, Chevra. The Beis Yosef already really elucidated this. And he says like this: Ikalam Eidach, the Taroyv is Tavlin Davar Muatu Vafilu Hachi Motziya Mitoris Lechem Linyan Amotzi V'Teda. The Isa Sheni Loishem Bemei Peiris Tnan D'Chayevus Bechal Vafilu Hachi Enam Mavarach Olam Hamotzi Kol Shelo Kavala Hilka Akorch Loimer. Zok the Beis Yosef. Everyone listening, listen to this lashon. Beis Yosef is grappling with a similar shaila. Hilka Akorch Loimer De Lav Bemidi De Mikrei Lechem Talia Milsa. Elalo kavul chachamim levarach hamoitzi v'shalosh brachos afilu b'kezayis ela b'dera b'dava ela b'lechem shederach bnei odom likvoya alov dahainu isa shenilosha b'mayim levad b'li shum taroyus zok the Beis Yosef mikoyach this kasha. Let me tell you something. Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamozon is not what you thought. If anyone tells you that Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamozon is said on bread, Oren, that's not true, says the Beis Yosef. Because this is bread. It's said on bread that people normally are Koveya Suda on. So now you can understand that in Hilchus, definition of Challah, definition of lechem, I could entertain that this is the criteria. This is chayev and challah. It's matzah. Yet what? I'm still not going to register for hilchus amotzi and hilchus birkas amozon. Now, Rabbi Yisai, my question of this Beis Yosef is, how big of a chiddush is this? Because I want to shift things a little bit. And I want to introduce over here a suffix of the Prima Gonda. Give me 1 second, Or. My question is, when a person is Koveya Suda, says the Prima Gonda, are you Chayev in Birkas HaMazon Midoraisa? When the Gemara says, in Membezim and Aleph, and you have Passover Bekisne, and you are Koveya Suda, so the Gemara says, wash, Motzi, and bench. Frek the Prima Godim, a suffix, is that Midoraisa? Or is that Midorabon? What's happening in our Sugya? So now what? If I am what? Understanding that this is past Gomer. And on something that, like the Beis Yosef is saying, that I'm past Gomer, that you're Koveya Suda on what? that's the definition of amotzi, and that's the definition of birkas hamazon. So maybe that could be even d'oraisa. Now your kovei suda became a meal food, or do you say that no, that's impossible? If it's out, so then it can't get plugged back in. And the whole idea of kviyas suda is only midrabbanan. Once I hold like this, Beis Yosef, that kviyas suda is the definition for lechem le'inyan brachos, so why can't it even be d'oraisa? And that's the shaila of the Prima Gadam L'chayr. Is the fact that we're limiting this halacha of brachos to be kviyas suda definitional now saying that this whole vart is wrong, like the Magen Avraham? This is not pass. This is not pass, but you know what? We don't like the way this looks. Because you're pounding something that has flour and water, and you're eating a lot over here, and it looks bad. So midrabbanan, we're going to tell you that you should wash and bench on this. Is that the vart? So that's totally against this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But if you hold Rabbi Yisai that fundamentally everything is pass, it's just that I don't necessarily in Hilchos Brachos define my principles based off of what's lechem in the areas of Hilchos Challah and the areas of Hilchos lechem for matzah. So then it could be, but once I'm Kovei Suda on it, guess what? The Gemara is not even such a chiddush. When you're Kovei Suda in the Gemara, when you learn that line, Im Kava Alav Sudasa Mevar Chamoitzi Ubirk Samoz, when you learn that line, what's transpiring in that line? Is that a line that's just telling me it's bad protocol and therefore we should treat this like bread, but we all know it's not bread and it's only midrabanan? That's one tzad l'chayr in the Prima Gadim. The other tzad in the Prima Gadim is saying, no! This is exactly what I was telling you from the beginning, Dr. Akiva Eiger. It's pass, man! It's pass! Elamai what? I had a problem. It's pass that people are not Kovei Sudan. And for Hilchos Brachos, I need pass, not only Hilchos Lechem, I need pass that people are Kovei Sudan. So now I just get to a stage that what? Hey, Moshe Mordechai, this is regular pass. You didn't do anything with the Kviya Suda. You just made it, and now it's used as regular bread. It's not different anymore. So what, it has some sugar on it? Great. And I don't care what your example of Basavu Kisanin. Chevra, the Prima Gadim is being Ma'orer, the Magen Avraham, the Kviya Eiger, all of these Noisei Kelim, I believe, are asking a fundamental shaila, a chakire. What does it mean, Im Kava Alav Sudasa? What's happening? Am I creating something new on a level of Rabbanan? Or am I just saying no, that something that's pass now is being used in a pass way for Hilchos Brachos, and that's the criteria of pass? But let me tell you something, Chevra. Anyone this year who thought that they understood Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz or Birkas Hamazon until Mem Beis doesn't really understand, according to many Gedolim, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger saying over here, if you accept that Mahalach. We are now redefining pass for Hilchos Brachos. It's wild. Again, if you accept this from Kiveger. But Rabboisai. Give me 1 second. We still need to figure things out. Because as Rabbi Kiveger in the Chidushim, he says, I don't understand. If I'm right that this is pass, and if my shtickle Torah is correct, if you hold like the other side of the Prima Gadim, smooth sailing. But if my shtickle Torah is correct, Adayin ain't no maspik, Dr. Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Dim nachlit the lechem gomeru. Frektor Akiva Eiger, how much is Kviya Suda? That's a loaded shiloh. Did you guys get up to that, Chevra? Did anyone discuss that? So it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis, the Magen Avraham versus the Bir Hagra. Don't forget this machloikis, Rabbi Yisai. Anyone who learns this sugyot needs to know these shittas. They're not just random shittas, Chevra. They're game changers. Kviya Suda, according to the Magen Avraham, is Dalid Beitzim. Gimel O'Dalid based on the shear of Kedai's Chdei Achilas Pras. Okay?
What's a beitza? A beitza is two kizesim. So comes out dalid beitzim is eight kizesim. Not so much, chevre. How much is eight kizesim of Entenmann's cookies? Yeah, around 230 grams. No, that's what the poskim say. It's machlekes Rav Chaim Noah and the Rav Tukachinsky but somewhere within. I love you guys. And Rav Tukachinsky existed before the earthquake. Just for all those who didn't know, okay, he was the Rav HaRashi of Yerushalayim. He's a tremendous goyin adir, big bar plugged of the Chazanish in terms of shiurim. Not only the guy with the earthquake, but and Zvanim, right? But also, there was a WhatsApp that got flown around after the earthquake that said the earthquake was 4.6 magnitude according to Rav Tukachinsky.
Didn't he do the Zvanim also in the past days?
Yeah, that's why. He doesn't do it. He doesn't have internet. He's dead. He's been dead for a long time. Yes, he is like the Chazon Ish also does those things. Chazon Ish doesn't do fast days. The Chazon Ish was a Pesek. And then Mimela, we extrapolate from his Svarim, his Psak, and we post it on the website. Just so we understand, like, the Kaczynski's not sitting there like this. Oh, I know Rav Tukachinsky. He's on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Chevre. So, Dr. Kiveger, Liddy D. Chevre. Liddy D. I have a big shiloh. Yeah, no. Oh, sorry. The Bir Agra holds absolutely not. That's wrong. So, Dr. Bir Agra, you know what Kviya Suda is? Kviya Suda is the amount that a person eats at a normal Suda. Who said this? The Bir Agra, the Gra, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin. The person who is anti-Hasidim. The Goyin. Yeah? Ben, I'll help you to remember. Yeah? Good? Fine.
He doesn't give a shir of how much that means?
He says whatever.
He doesn't give a shir. Right? That's Lashon Mishabura. Anyone on the Mishabura? However, you saw this Mishabura?
I thought Mishabura was saying just at times that people eat.
No, right. I mean, what's normal to eat? Let's leave the Rosh Hashanah world. Where's the Sifkaten? Anyone have it? It's in Ches, right? It's in Ches, yeah.
That's much bigger than
the Nugget Rum, yeah. One second. I'm going to answer that. We're going to get there. Zokta Mishabura, Chevre here. What is Kviya Suda? Even though we're not fully into Kviya Suda, we have to talk about it now. Kosvo Achrenim Dim Achlu Levado. So he says what? Nine Lingan Ariat Kumin Besim and Shin Samaches. Ishir Suda who Shalosh or Arba Beitzim. To Machlaikis, if Ishir Suda is three or four Beitzim. You with me, guys? The Kosu Kama Achrenim Duhu Adin Khan Choshiv Bezeh Shir Kviya Suda. We take the Shir for Ariat Kumin and we apply it to here. The amount of pas for Ariat Kumin, three or four Beitzim, is, let's call it four Beitzim to make it simple. We're going to call that also for Pasovikis. Aval kama achroinim. Zok to Mishabura. I'm reading the Mishabura in Chof Dalet. Kuf samaches sifkot in Chof Dalet. Know it. Breathe it. Eat it. Vahagra mechlal cholkin. Usfirle de'ein levarach hamoitzi ubirk samozon. Ela kishir suda kavua. Shehu shel erev vavoyker. What is normal to be eaten at a meal? Oh, how do we paskin? We're going to get to Amir Tzeshev. But now I just want to get to the fundamentals still. I'm not in Psak Halakha, Chevre. Frek the Rebbe Kiveh Eger. Ay, 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 ay. If this is pas. So how can you tell me with a straight face that if you're Koveh Asuda, then you're chayav hamotzi birkas hamoz. So I know how you're going to tell me, exactly like the Beis Yosef and the Reb Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch said himself. Because what? Just like he said himself by hamotzi, that it parts ways to the lechem of matzah, and hamotzi is not what we thought it was, so too, what? For Kviya Suda, you need the Kviya Suda to kick in to make it hamotzi. Ask Reb Kiva Eger Akasha! Can't be! What happens if this guy is Visaveya? The Torah in Parshas Ekev says, V'achalto, V'savato, U'veirachto. Where'd that go? How did the Gemara in Brochas Mem Bezim and Aleph forget that? Let's say I'm a guy that has Sviya before I eat a whole meal's worth of crackers, which is probably each and every one of us in this room. How did I just get rid of a doraisa? Chevre, why is this bothering each and every one of you? This sugya makes no sense. Again, this whole kasha is assuming what? Reb Kiva Eger. Lishitoso, he has a problem. Since it's pas, and I'm making a new mahalach in pas, that the kviya sud is what kicks in for brachis, but how do I explain birkas hamos? How do I explain birkas hamos? Does everyone hear the kasha? Oh. So Mirtza Hashem Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, or.
In this question between.
I don't want to get into his answer yet. I want the guys to see it inside.
It sounds like this could be like a good basis for the Maamar Mordechai. Because if it's it's all bread.
Stop. Oren, would Rabbi Kiva Eger ever sit at the table with the Maamar Mordechai?
No, he asked.
Absolutely not. Right? Reb Kiva Eger, and actually that Bir Alach that quotes the Maamar Mordechai starts off with who asking the kasha? Kasha from Reb Kiva Eger. What happened to Yerushalayim? Because Reb Kiva Eger clearly doesn't hold like that.
Yeah, but like the Svara that's behind.
Right. Good. Excellent. What Oren's pointing out is this tzad that I'm explaining according to the Prima Gadim, that it's all the Rabbanim, and it's not like Reb Kiva Eger would fit beautifully with the Maamar Mordechai.
I'm saying the opposite.
Oh. What do you mean?
The Maamar Mordechai sees it that the only criteria for Passover Kisnin is that it's snack food.
Right.
Which is the same as if we say that it's really all the same food, it's all lechem, but the difference between lechem and Passover Kisnin is whether or not the Rabbanim were like mashed it as a meal or mashed it as a snack.
Right.
So that's the same thing. That's like the same nidon as the Maamar Mordechai.
Correct, but you're still not answering the fundamental question, meaning what happens. So according to Maamar Mordechai, what happens when you're Kovei Suda? What just transpired in the Gemara? Doraisa, Durabonon, was this pas, was this not pas?
Sounds like it was pas.
It was pas, but then you're saying like Reb Kiva Eger?
Yeah.
That I'm not Chayav and Bracha unless I'm Kovei Suda.
Yeah, no, and I would say that the kasha from Reb Kiva Eger on Maamar Mordechai, it's only in how the shitas of Passover Kisnin develop. Like, what do we do with this machlokas rishon? Like, how do we interpret it?
Meaning, he didn't see like he understood that all these shitas understand that this is. Meaning, it's.
So they agree, like in the essential svara of what Passover Kisnin is, but they disagree on how to go about machlokas rishon.
Could be. I don't necessarily think you see from the Maamar Mordechai whether or not he agrees on this Reb Kiva Eger or not. In terms of Deraisa versus Derabbanan, no? Or the Pesachim, the Prima Gadim. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that it sounds like, we didn't see the Maamar Mordechai inside, but I feel like the Maamar Mordechai is saying that it's all the same food. It's just a matter of, is it a snack or a meal?
Okay.
So that's what's behind Reb Kiva Eger's. That's Reb Kiva Eger's far also.
Well, but Reb Kiva Eger clearly doesn't think so because he approaches the Mechaber differently.
and he says that it's only these three items and nothing else.
I'm saying they disagree about how we understand the machlokas, but they do agree.
That could be. Yeah.
That it's all lechem.
That could be. Meaning, if you understand, right, because he's saying also that once you're koveya suda, it clicks in. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
The chiyut to have a meal with bread on Shabbos, is that derais or derabanan?
It's a good question. It's a machlokas. There's a Rashba that says deraisa, but the Pashas is derabanan.
Because if you hold it's deraisa, then and you hold like the pre, regarding that the pasuk we kissing would only get benching mid derabanan.
That would be a reason why you would not be able to be able to. Right. Right. There's a kasha of the Amudei Or of Chaim Heller. He says that on Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, you should be chayev to eat bread kezayis, according to Rish Lakish that holds chatzis shir is only asur midrabanan. Why? Because the Rashba holds that kezayis passes d'oraisa, and chatzis shir according to Rish Lakish is only midrabanan. Because it's not a full shear. What's the shear of Isra Achila on Yom Kippur, Isaac?
Even smaller, no?
It grows bigger.
Kosevis. Kosevis.
It's bigger than
you say? Yeah, Vala. Vala. Date. Vala.
I thought that was small.
So therefore, Chaim Heller says, so that's his kasha. Why aren't you mechuyev on Yom Kippur, Shechalis, B'Shabbos? According to the Rashba, if you assume the Rashba is correct, that the chiyev of Suda Shabbos, most poskim don't think that the Rashba is correct, but the Kasha exists with the Rashba. That's his Kasha. I once gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha on that Kasha. But, so Rabbi Isai, this is a bomb Kasha of Giveger. What about this guy, if you're holding like it's Pas, right? What about this guy that is Visavea now? So why didn't I just register Minatayra? So Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Isai will be in touch next week and we will finish all of these nekudas and finish the sugya. Why?